My name is Joseph Otieno Adamson. I'm a musician from East Africa. I have been playing guitar on and off for a while. Now, what you have just seen is me playing soukous music in its basic form. Well, moreover, soukous is a very, very basic music, but very intoxicating. If you understand it, and if you can actually reproduce it well, man, you feel like you're in heaven. Right. Now, soukous is very simple. It's actually based on three chords. You could play it like this. Oh, this is 1-4-5-4. Or you could say 1-5-4-5 and go back. And from that simple rhythm, then you can expand it and create something else. From this, and that's what I was playing on the clip. Now, from there, then I could expand that and do it like this. Or I could say, I'm sorry, my guitar needs tuning, but also, then that is a rhythm guitar. You can also have another second rhythm guitar, which go. Then the interesting part comes in, a soliste. Where they call soliste, he plays actually small solos, broken rhythms, so to combine it, to bring everything together. So if we start here. See, that is one part. Then you can come in and ease it a little. Then you can play another part. I can add in another part like this. Now, all those parts that are here. It's a matter of understanding what you do with these three chords. If you think carefully, you will see that the soliste is always improvising. It's like a jazz man, so he doesn't have to play the same thing all the time. And in this rhythm here is actually based on a two-bar section. Everything that I have played fits into two bars. Now, sorry because I was scuffling a little bit and you hear my notes sometimes or not, but when you really get the true master of this guitar playing, like what we will be doing, I will be discussing this music with Kawele, fingerprinter. We call him fingerprinter because he knows this music. He grew up with it. He can interpret it in so many ways. What I have just played there, probably it is just a very tiny, tiny, tiny bit of what it can be done with the soukous music. But for those who want to play soukous music, I would advise you to listen to bands of the 70s or late 80s, bands like Zaiko Langa Langa, Lipwa Lipwa, and also individual musicians like Niboma, Very Kiss, and other musicians. And the recent ones, you can add on to Koffi Olomide, Fale Ipupa, who is based in France. And for those who just grab a guitar and record stuff for YouTube, please listen. This music is very simple, yet very difficult to reproduce. Now, I would say this, if you are not from that region, which is Congo or DRC, as we know it today, well, it would be actually very difficult to understand what this music is. You can actually play, because I've seen many people, they have learned it. They can actually play very well. But there are other things that they cannot actually do as far as soukous music is concerned. Well, it's like an American with a blues guitar. I'm sure I could play blues guitar, but there are things that I might not actually do with it. But to them, they can, because it's their culture. We're going to be developing a DVD of soukous music or guitar. In fact, guitar, not only music, because we're going to be talking about guitar. When we talk about soukous, you have to think in terms of rhythm. You have to think in terms of bass. You have to think in terms of dance, because all these things, they go together. Yes, enough of talking. See you next time.